up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Wow. Island life. So relaxed. So peaceful. Pina colada dripping down my chin. Foursome with the bartender and his lady. A little island romance. My boyfriend rubbing my clit.
I'm fucking kidding! I didn't go to Hawaii! Welcome to another fucking mini episode, Daddy! Feel the rain on your skin. Did you guys listen to the Heidi Montag episode? I mean, my God. Lauren Conrad, apparently not successful, has Cole's line, still struggling, per Heidi Montag. You gotta love it. That was a great episode. Go listen and enjoy.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy Gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing, and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, Daddy Gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And Daddy Gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And the smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come out to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So Daddy Gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit MondayHairCare.com to find a stockist near you. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You know real when you get it, right, Daddy Gang? It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Tap the banner to learn more.
It is another glorious mini episode. A mini episode with a mini tear. So I did not go on vacation. And apparently this is a big deal. You can't just cancel vacations. Everyone in my life was like, oh God. Oh my God, you canceled Hawaii literally the day before. Like, whoa. And I was like, I don't see the problem. I canceled it sadly because of work. I wish I had a better story. I wish I was like, so guys, sit back, relax, and enjoy that people called the police on me again. And here we fucking go. No, I had a work opportunity that I could not pass up and I could not leave Los Angeles. People were like, did you get COVID? No, I didn't get fucking COVID. So here was the plan. Step one, cancel Hawaiian vacation. Step two, immediately book another vacation, okay? I knew I can't go to Hawaii, but that doesn't mean our entire week has to be fucked. So my boyfriend and I went up to Santa Barbara. Still in Los Angeles, I can still do my work and we can still play. Hey, hey,
hey.
So we get in the car, we drive down the fucking PCH coast, and we get there, we put our shit in the fucking hotel, and we go to dinner. It's 95 degrees. Obviously, I order the French onion soup. And I'm not fucking with that, like, canned shit. This was crusted over, cheese seeping out, some of it a little crunched, some of it a little soupy. The onions were longer than a fucking pencil. I was slurping that shit to the back of my throat, and I was dousing it down with a goddamn martini. Mr. Sexy Zoo Man gets a salad. We are playing footsies under the table. We are flirting it up. Life is good. Because now it's time to go back to the bedroom. And I remember starting to dirty talk. Oh my God. Fuck, baby. Look at your cock. Oh, fuck. I want that inside of me. I'm going to open my mouth and I want you to slide that down my throat, okay? I want to take your full Santa Barbara to the back of my, to the back of my Mendocino. What is that? I start to rub his dick all over my face. And he puts his hand on my chin, lifts my face up off of his cock, and asks me a question that he has never asked me. Who has the biggest cock you've ever sucked? I immediately thought, one, is this a fucking trick? Two, who is the biggest dick I've sucked? And rather than sit in my confusion, I decided, stay present and just keep sucking the dick that was in front of me. I think I've avoided the question. He yet again goes, tell me, I want to know. So I kind of just blurt out, he is turned on. See, for me, usually I would ask that and it would be like a trap. Like, ha ha, I caught you. I knew you fucked her. It's like this time I actually saw this healthy relationship before my eyes. Like, oh my God, he actually was truthful. He's not upset. If anything, I could feel his dick get harder. So I was like, no, but baby, like your dick is perfect. Like I love it. And I start stroking it and I'm sucking it. And I'm telling him how much I love his dick and how perfect it is for me. Performance of a lifetime. Remind him, like, I don't do this for every dick. I'm going to now put the balls in my mouth while I fully try to shove the entire dick to the back of my throat, down a little bit of my esophagus to make room for the balls. Literally, my lips are now touching his pelvis, and I lightly take my tongue and with my hands scoop up two of the balls into my mouth, and I now have an entire dick and two balls in my mouth. And before I can really even get comfortable and cozy with the full house that's in my fucking mouth, no! Again? Onions! All over my boyfriend's stomach, all over his fucking dick, in between his fucking ass cheeks, there is French onion soup doused all over my boyfriend, all over the white sheets, the mattress, and there's a little slinger stuck right to my fucking cheek, and I am staring at my dinner. This was not a puke and rally situation. There's something about pulling a semi-digested onion off of my boyfriend's semi-hard wiener that really just kills the mood. I will say that onion string definitely tasted better the second time. The moral of the story, Daddy Gang, is they don't serve soup on the island. I should have gone to fucking Hawaii! Is this thing on?
Go, shawty. It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. Cause we don't give a fuck out of this. It's your birthday.
Happy
Can I get a shout out for the birthday,
girl? You. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to... Rar. It is Leo season, bitches. Do you read your fucking horoscope? I do. I'm a Leo. I am narcissistic. I'm obsessed with myself. I am the king of the fucking jungle. Literally die.
Yeah, it's fucking Leo season. It's gonna be my birthday. My birthday is on August 21st. Mark your calendars. I better be getting a lot of DMs and love. Lots of Facebook. What am I saying? So there's this thing with my birthday. Because I am a narcissist, you would assume it's a whole fucking month you're celebrating me. But that's not really how it's ever gone. Because August 21st for me, my entire life has meant soccer fucking preseason. Literally, I grew up and soccer consumed and dictated my August. So for the past few years, it's definitely been like weird to actually been able to celebrate it. But also for the past few years, I've been dating fucking assholes. So it's never been really the right time to celebrate my birth or my existence, except for this year. For my 27th birthday on August 20th and 21st, I am going to fucking Vegas with a large group of friends, and I am fucking paying for my own private plane. It is going to be the best 37-minute private plane fucking excursion experience anyone has ever taken. I will be so drunk. I promise you, I will be so intoxicated by the time that I land in Las Vegas. It is going to be a good time. And you all know that I will obviously be podcasting from Vegas. Daddy gang, get excited for the Vegas adventures and my birthday. What could go wrong?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
As a plant-based cheese company, Daiya has never talked about beef in an ad before, because someone somewhere once had a beef with saying beef and plant-based together. So putting a slice of Daiya cheese on a beef burger, not okay. Well, our delicious melty cheese has a beef with your beef about beef, because any step towards plant-forward eating is a step in the right direction. Daiya, 100% plant-based, even if you're not. Now made with Daiya Oat Cream Blend.
Bonjour.
What is the next word?
Bienvenue à Paris. Bienvenue à Paris. Bienvenue à Paris.
Yeah, I did Google it.
Bonjour. Bienvenue en France. En France. En France. Bienvenue en France. Bienvenue en France. Bonjour.
Bienvenue en France.
Bienvenue en France.
Why does she sound drunk?
Bienvenue en France.
Bienvenue à France. Bonjour. Bienvenue à France.
What the fuck?
Listen, I'll do it myself. Hello, motherfuckers. We are going to a little bit. I look good.
That can't sound good in the fucking ears.
We're going to question. So I got some baby questions of the motherfucking week, baby. Questions of the week.
Number one. Hi, Father. I need advice. When I was a teenager, I had a pretty bad home life. My parents were alcoholics, and I was dating this guy who was my first love. We dated for a year, and towards the end, I did a lot of toxic shit and said horrible things until he finally left me. I would have left too. Flash forward to present day, and I'm married with 3 kids, and he is in a relationship and has 2 kids. I have gone to therapy and was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder, PTSD, and anxiety. The past year, I have felt extremely guilty for the things that I did and blamed him for, such as self-harming. I keep wanting to apologize, but don't want him to think I'm crazy or piss off his girlfriend. All I want to do is apologize. What do I do? Please help.
Wow. Okay, well, first of all, thank you so much for writing in and sharing your story. My first reaction is, like, I really respect you wanting to make amends and apologize for how you treated a past partner and can relate. I think it's big of you. Obviously, I think in old Call Her Daddy days, if you were, like, reaching out to an ex and writing a letter, it would be, like, for personal gain. But I'm reading this and it's like, damn, this is great that you're doing this out of, like, good intentions, not only to help yourself, but hopefully also help him if you did hurt him. So my suggestion would be, I would maybe, like, write a handwritten letter. And I think it shows that you put thought into it, and it can't be interpreted as, like, an impulsive, drunk text or DM or decision. It shows you, like, really thought this out. And I also think that even if he has a, like, current partner, maybe even include them in the note. Like, hey, like, you can also share this with your partner and show them. Like, as if, like, you have nothing to hide, if anything. You're just someone from his past that is, like, trying to right her wrongs and, like, show up and be a fucking better person and, like, do right by him now that you've had time to reflect. And I feel like if my boyfriend got, like, a letter like that from someone and it was like, you can also show your girlfriend this or your current partner, like, there's no other agenda, I feel like that's so harmless. And listen, I think you never owe anyone an explanation regarding your own therapy journey, but I do think it's impactful to say this is something that you've thought of, you've put time and energy into in your own therapy to show him, like, oh shit, this person is really coming at it from, like, such a different lens than they used to. And I also feel like if you're, like, nervous and you're like, wait, how do I even begin this? My therapist always says this, blame it on your therapist. That is literally, my therapist always says that. She's like, blame it on me. Just say, hey, so I was discussing this with my therapist and it's actually something I would love to address with you. And she suggested I write a letter. Overall, Daddy, I'm really proud of you and your growth. And I think it's, like, amazing that you're on this journey towards finding, like, rewriting your narrative for yourself and the fact that you're not okay with maybe decisions you made in the past. I feel like we're all that way. And, like, it's really mature of you that you're going about it this way. So find your peace. I think that's completely understandable. And if anything, it's admirable. I love you. Okay. Hi, Father. I just wanted to get your opinion on something that I've been thinking about for a while. So I have a wedgie fetish and was wondering how I should deal with that. Should I be more open about it? I'm comfortable with it being my kink and knowing that everyone has their kinks, but my issue is that I don't know how to deal with it in a relationship or family setting. Should I bring it up at therapy or something as well? I'm curious to hear your thoughts and advice. Okay, well, first of all, I think I need some clarifying questions, if that makes sense. Like, do you, pertaining to the wedgie category, do you like giving wedgies or do you like receiving wedgies? Or do you enjoy staring at someone's crotch, trying to determine the degree of the wedge? I could imagine then what you're saying about maybe that is it. Like, that could be the family dynamic. I feel like maybe you're not trying to, like, honestly, what I'm imagining is you sitting at a family party and having an uncontrollable urge and jumping up and giving grandma a wedgie so intense that she flies out of her chair and, like, is sent to the hospital. But hey, there is no kink shaming here on Call Her Daddy. I'm just trying to, like, understand and gauge, like, in what capacity is this wedgie fetish? Like, are you doing it? Do you want it done to you? Or do you like looking at it? I'm also trying to imagine how this would be incorporated into the bedroom. Maybe like, okay, let's maybe say she's on her hands and her knees giving you head. Okay. And instead of you pulling her hair or, like, some bondage action, you reach behind her and you give her panties a good old yank. Like, I would suggest maybe also having a safe word, though, because she may not be mentally prepared for it. And nothing sucks more than an asshole chafing. And hassled chafing and chapping. Do you know what I mean? So if your partner is down for it, like, hey baby, I have a really big fetish, it's a wedgie fetish, do you mind if I yank and tuck and you can scream, but, like, do you mind if I get a little in and around that asshole? But listen, overall, if this kink overtakes you to the point where you're giving where you are going up to innocent people and bystanders on the street and giving them wedgies, I would say, yeah, bring this up to your therapist. And I definitely think, listen, whenever you are writing in, guys, and kinks and family are in the same paragraph, definitely geared towards just talking it through with your therapist, because we don't want you to have like a sudden urge and it just happens to be like, God forbid, instead of like a hot girl, which again, that would not be okay if you just went and grabbed her undies, but like, God forbid, it's like Uncle Marty in front of you and you just take a hold of his trousers. Like, that could end in, that could end in a riff in the family divide. Okay. Hi, Father. I know we're all health and wellness here, but I recently was in a situation when where I wanted to be a good person, yet I also wanted to be a savage. What would you have done if you were me? So I've been talking to this guy from Hinge for a straight week. Like, absolutely fire conversation to the point where I was like, wow, this is going so great. This may be my future boyfriend right here. I'm in an Uber to meet him, and he texts me where his table at the place is and what color shirt he was wearing. I pull up and can see the red shirt from inside the Uber. My stomach falls to the ground because he's a fucking catfish. If he did not tell me what color shirt he was wearing, I would have never found him. Jesus Christ. If you were me, would you get out and follow through with the date? Or have the Uber speed away? Fuck. Oh, like, that's so sad because my heart almost like breaks. Okay, sorry, I'll like give you the savage answer in a second. But my heart breaks for that person, because if there's anyone so aware, like, it's him. And I'm assuming he was either shorter than expected or had like a receding hairline that was not even, he was bald. Like, whatever it was, like, it was outrageous that you were, the fact that you said you couldn't find him, like, thank God for the red shirt. If anything, him telling you the red shirt, it solidifies. He knows he's a catfish. Why would he be like, I have the red shirt on? Well, I've seen your pictures. I know what you look. Oh, wait. Here's the thing. I guess it depends where you're at in your life. Okay, so like, for example, if you're so open to dating and you're like in that mood where you're like going on date after date after date, I do think sometimes giving people the benefit of the doubt, like, I bet that guy may be like, oh no, I'm not gonna say I bet, but like, maybe he's a great fucking person, you know? And like, guys have insecurities too, not just women, about looks. And I think sometimes, like, I don't know, maybe like sitting down with him and like getting to know him, and like the fact that you just said you had a great week of texting, like you said it was fire conversation. Looks aren't everything. And if anything, if it was a receding hairline, shit, baby, by the 50, all of them are fucking gone anyway. So who really gives a fuck about looks, right? So I would say give him a chance. However, I've also been in a situation where I am so fucking exhausted from dating. I've gotten bad date after bad date. And if you roll up there and you see this, I don't think there's anything wrong with you dipping out and texting and being like, I am so fucking sorry. Something came up with my family. Like, I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. I think you have to just gauge where you're at mentally, because I think always giving someone the benefit of the doubt is the best and most mature way to go. But dating wise, people are fucking struggling, man. Like, I don't know. I just feel like, especially guys, like, if he was a catfish on the internet, like, maybe he actually did look like that at one point. You know what I mean? Like, you never know. Like, that was from high school. And now it's just, I don't know. I just have sympathy, but also take care of yourself. What are you in the mood for? And like, what can you personally handle that night? If you're on your fucking Mother Teresa shit, get out of the fucking car, step up and go to fucking Red Shirt Man and give him a fucking smooch and sit down and be like, you look nothing like your pictures. You could honestly sit down with him and like have a convo and then like take a picture of him while you're on the date and be like, you should like make this your new dating profile picture. This is really a good pick of you. And obviously I'm never going to see you again, but I'm also helping the rest of the women that now will match with you. Pay it forward, sweetheart. You know what I mean? Okay. So I finally pulled the trigger and started going to therapy. It's only been 2 weeks and I don't even know what to talk about. I feel like I used to think of all these things that I wanted to talk about, but now I can't even think of anything. So I feel like I'm paying for nothing. Father Cooper, help. Okay. 3 out of 3 for therapy today, guys. We're really on a fucking roll. I love this question. So obviously I am not a therapist. Maybe for Halloween this year. But I can definitely speak to my own experiences here. So in the beginning, I went into therapy and I was in the middle of like a crisis, like dealing with friend drama and like the fucking roommate shit and work, all this shit. And I was like, let me ask my therapist how to solve the crisis. And it's always easy to go to therapy when you're in crisis mode, you know? And then once the crisis was solved, then I'm on like my third session and I'm like, hey, she's like, so what's up today? And I'm like, I don't know. And so I started to just go into the background of like my life and like my family. So I think number one example or number one advice would be giving background on just maybe your family dynamic, siblings, friends, past romantic relationships. Just start going into that and naturally, oh, just mention your past relationships. You won't even get to the family or your siblings or your friends. Just mention your last relationship and she'll take it from there. I just think in the beginning, a therapist is trying to gather as much information as possible. So you may not feel that big, like, aha, like groundbreaking moment for a little bit. And I think if anything, that's good. You're not going in there in crisis. And also, I think another advice I have for you is I personally don't like journal in the typical sense of like every day I have a journal, but I do like therapy journal in my notes in my phone. Obviously, if I'm in a fight with someone going through something stressful, that's like I'll start that with my therapy session. But thankfully, like that's not every week. So through the week leading up to my therapy sessions, I will lightly just like jot down quick notes on my phone in the moment that like I may want to bring something up. Like, oh, why did I make that comment to like my boyfriend? You know what I mean? Like, oh, I felt like there was something more under that. Am I triggered by that? Am I angry? Like, why did that hurt my feelings? Like, why was I upset by that comment on the internet this week that like really got to me? Nothing is ever too small or insignificant to bring up to your therapist. Everything that you say helps your therapist get to know you better. So I get it. You're like, I got nothing for you. You do. Just start literally talking about your life and then they will kind of work with you through it. And as I've said before, listen, I know it's not easy, but be truthful with your therapist. You're paying them to listen and hear you out. Honestly, you can look at them and be like, I don't know what to talk about today. You could literally say that to your therapist and I bet they will also then start to be like, all right, well, let's talk about like your family or like, what does this week look for you? And then you start discussing what's going to be coming in this week for you. And she's like, oh, wait, do you like your job? What are your coworkers like? What is your like social life to work like balance? And all of a sudden you're like, oh, fuck, here we go. So it will come. You just have to kind of go into it and like just know that anything you're saying is going to help them start to get underneath a lot more for you. I hope this is helpful. Okay. Hi, Daddy. Love and worship you. Love you too, Dad. What is your recommendation for having sex when your dog is in the room? Threesome, baby! I have a tiny studio apartment and my dog always wants to be around me. Trying to have an orgasm and not have my asshole licked to bits by my dog at the same time. Honestly, little double entendre. I love that. Little action. You can't get that. There is no vibrator that will lick your asshole. Thank your dog later. Guys, okay, I personally see nothing wrong with bestiality. And luckily, I don't have this issue with Angel Baby Henry. He actually gets involved mid foreplay and will jump on the bed. And then, like I said, he'll eat the asshole. Listen, thankfully, Henry actually gets scared when Mr. Sexy Zoom Daddy and I are having sex and he hides under the nightstand in the bedroom or under the couch. And I mean, I guess, honestly, maybe just get one of those like Kong toys. What are they called? Like a toy that you can put peanut butter in. The dog will be there for a solid fucking 7 minutes. And maybe that little tongue to the asshole is the finale that you needed to pop that good O. You're mid fucking. Your boyfriend can't find your clit. The dog comes from behind you. Lube it up with that peanut butter. He shoves his tongue in your asshole. And you're fucking good to go, baby. You're like, oh, fuck, baby. That was the best orgasm. He's like, it's our fucking dog. I'm on the ground. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, I think get them a toy that has some food in it and they'll be good for a solid 7 minutes. Because I get that when they're like, I love how I'm like a fucking dog mom now. Also, everyone that DMs me being like, do you remember? Do you remember, Alex? I'm like, I know what you're talking about. You don't even have to fucking say it after that. Do you remember when you used to shit on people that used to post their dogs so much on social media? Yeah, I do. And I changed my fucking mind. Have you ever changed your mind in your life? You would too if you fucking had Henry in your life. Okay. So yeah, I don't really know if I clarified, but just give your dog a treat or let him enjoy the fun. Okay. Dogs want to have fun too. The trolls are going to be angry. Okay. Alex, your child is in need of some top-notch fatherly advice, and my boyfriend has a very weird kink, and I don't know what to do. Wow, we're on like therapy and kink train today. I've got you, sweetheart. Tell me what's up. She says, to set the scene, I'm 23 and have been with my boyfriend, who is 26, for 3 years. After a year of dating, he confided in me and told me a sexual kink that he had never told anyone, let alone even said out loud. He told me that he has an adult diaper fetish. Now, I don't consider myself vanilla whatsoever, but this sure as hell took me by surprise. He explained that he doesn't quite understand it himself. He doesn't find pleasure in quote unquote baby play or in like using the bathroom in the diaper. Or like using the bathroom in the diaper. Oh, right. Taking a giant shit. Okay. Which confuses me on another level, but I suppose that is besides the point. After a couple weeks of not talking about it again, I bought some and wore one for him as a surprise. Okay, girl. Really leaning the fuck in. He was very taken aback and didn't seem as excited as I anticipated. Oh, no. That really shocked me and actually made me feel like I did it wrong in some way. After that incident, we didn't talk about it again. We moved in together 1 year and 5 months ago. As I was packing up my stuff, I asked him what I should do with the diapers as we're moving, and he just told me to throw them away, which totally shot my confidence down about it even more. Around 3 months ago, he brought it up again and said he would like to try it again, and I told him that I'm going to really need him to tell me about it and how to act about it and tell me what the fuck he likes. So he ordered some in a tie-dye pattern of all things. And I wore one for him. We didn't have sex then, but he seemed super turned on. I wonder what you guys did. Did you just like stand in front of him and like slap on the tie-dye? In wearing that one for him, I realized that I am not turned on by this whatsoever and actually feel quite uncomfortable. I love him with my whole heart and want to be able to satisfy his fantasies. But this one is just really hard for me to understand / play into, especially with his tendencies to not explain things very well when it involves vulnerability. I freaking adore you and the daddy gang. And you guys, hopefully you guys can help me with this conundrum. Keep killing it, dad. Okay. Wow. So I think there's a lot of things going on here. I think number one is, you're both feeling so insecure right now, clearly. He's feeling vulnerable. You're feeling insecure. I'm sorry, but like trying to picture myself knowing my boyfriend has a kink and he just has what the kink is and no description of what he likes about it or how to do it. And it's like something that you've never even heard of. Like, what am I supposed to do? You're slapping on a big baby diaper and you're just like do you like not have a bra on? Like, what are you like? Dill Pickles? Tommy Pickles, you're just Tommy Pickles standing in front of your fucking boyfriend and he's giving you no direction. You're feeling like an idiot because you're like, I'm extending the olive branch, baby. I hit up fucking baby RS, and I'm fucking standing here vulnerable and like he's not giving you direction. I think what you need to do is, it reminds me all the way back to like when I had sex with Emily on, have a conversation about kinks or sex or things you want to do outside of the bedroom. So whether it's a romantic night or a movie night, I think you can like pause the movie and turn to him in the least aggressive way and be like, babe, I love you so much. And I know if I had a kink, you would be right by my side right there to try to fulfill that kink for me. That's what I've been trying to do. Ordering the diapers and putting the diapers on and standing there waiting for you to give me like, and maybe the answer is he doesn't know. And maybe you can just say to him, like, I'm just looking for a little bit of guidance so that I can please you. And his answer is probably going to be, I don't know what I want. There's just something about diapers that turns him on. So I think if anything, maybe you could say, why don't you like work on like jacking off into the diaper or watching some type of porn that has diapers in it and like start to try to understand where does he get off to the diaper? Maybe it's not you wearing it. Maybe it's him wearing it. Maybe it's just on the fucking bed and he like holds it while he's like fucking you or something. Like, you never know. But maybe there's just something that will spark if you guys explore a little bit more that he'll be like, oh, that's what's getting me off about it. Because right now, all we know is his subject is diapers. He gets fucking horny and that's as far as it goes. Where do you fit into that equation? Dude, you can get him and you, his and hers, those huge diapers and like dress up as babies for Halloween. And maybe you'll have like crazy kinky sex. Maybe he'll feel like the most in his element and the most accepted. And all of a sudden, like you guys keep the costumes for after Halloween and you guys like keep putting them on and you have like diaper Halloween nights and you like fuck in your diapers. Again, only if you're also down. Don't just do this if your boyfriend's like wanting it and you're like, I literally have nightmares now about like big babies. This week's episode was quite fun. I blacked out a little bit, but isn't that the point of the goddamn mini episodes? Next week, I have something fun for you planned. And there won't be a guest. I've seen some of your DMs. You like the solo episodes, which does the narcissist in me. Again, Leo season, remember. I kind of love it. I do love to hear that sometimes you guys are missing the solo dolos. That really warms my heart. So next week, Daddy Gang, there's going to be a little fucking birthday surprise coming up your assholes. And it's going to be a fun one. So you know the motherfucking drill. I will see you fuckers next Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month. So I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass. And new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.